Okay, so I've been thinking about it myself, you know. I mean, is it just plainly wrong to have a dog sleep out on a veranda, so much so that you would just take it back from the people that adopted it? I don't know. Let's ask Dr. Kate Lindsay, a behavioural vet, and you've heard lots of her here on 6PR, of course, over the years. Thanks for your time, Kate.
Pleasure.
Is it black and white? Your dog must stay inside?
No, I think, you know, for all of us, the most critical factor about where you sleep is where do you feel safe? Yeah. And just having a safe place where you can, you know, get a good night's rest, because we all know how important that is.
Dogs are the same, right? They just adapt to what they feel safe around in their environment.
Yeah, I mean, and there are other factors, like what are they used to? You know, if it's a rescue dog, where did they previously sleep? Where do they, choose to sleep? Whether they've got comfortable bedding, whether they're out of the wind, whether they've got a dry place to sleep. They do tend to be den-loving species, but given choice, most dogs are going to want to sleep on a bed or a sofa. So yeah, Making sure that you provide those options so that they have a little bit of choice.
What about, is there a difference between a big dog and a small dog in terms of whether they get anxious or if they're separated or they feel like that door's separating them from the owner?
No, it's purely down to the individual. And I think most people are going to be pretty clued in to if their dog is not feeling safe outside, because you'll start to get, not only will you hear a whole lot of barking or scratching at doors, but your neighbours are going to start to complain. Yeah. And if you're having those kinds of disturbances, or if your dog's waking you at night because they're pacing around outside, then you know that they're not feeling safe. And that's a sign that we need to look at alternative sleep spaces.
All right. So if you were taking in a dog that had been rescued and been kept in at a animal haven or a refuge for quite a while, I mean, are those the sort of things that you have to consider immediately? You have to think, right, let's see how comfortable this dog is outside versus inside. Do you need to experiment with it, or what would you do?
Yeah, you do. You know, generally with these animals, I mean, when they have spent a long time, period of time living in kennel, they are very used to sleeping outdoors already and on not, you know, the rescues do the best they can, but yeah, it is a very hard place to be, but they are on concrete, but, you know, they do provide beds. Some dogs destroy the beds, and so they have to give limited sleep materials to them. But they are already conditioned to sleeping what is essentially outdoors. These are not indoor kennels. And so they may already feel very safe sleeping in an outdoor or semi-outdoor environment. And you want to give them the option. So you want to give try free access, monitor how they're going outside. Are they really reluctant to go outside? And then looking out for those signs of real anxiety if they're excessively vocalising.
I remember once you said to me that sometimes, you know, the path to least resistance is the best. So, I mean, we had a dog, I think, that, you know, was an escape artist. And you said, well, look, try keeping her inside when you're not there at home and see whether that works for you. And it has. I mean, she's perfectly house trained, so it hasn't become a problem. You sort of think you're doing the right thing by having her outside so that she can go and sniff around the garden and so on and so forth. But if at that point in time she wasn't feeling safe, then keep her inside. We did that. It works. So, I mean, it's just, it's kind of like horses for courses, isn't it?
Exactly. Listen to your dog, just like you listen to your kid. You know, you want to take into, and look, there are things that are that your kids want that you're obviously not going to give them.
Yep.
But, you know, like my daughter who thought she might like to have an Audi as her first car. But,
nice,
you know, with your dog, listen to your dog, you know, listen to, understand what the way they're feeling and look for signs of anxiety. And if you're not seeing them, all is well.
All right. Now, I don't want to put you under pressure on this question, but I am keen to get your view. If a dog that has been in a refuge for some time then suddenly does find a new home, and look, I know you probably haven't seen the videos and the photos, but this dog was living the life of Riley from what we can see, and then he's suddenly, you know, again it's over and it's back at the kennel at the blink of an eye, at the haven at the blink of an eye, what sort of impact could that have on the dog?
This is really, really tough for dogs. Because what you've done is you've broken an attachment. You've broken a loving attachment. And for most of us, we know what it feels like to have love broken. It's really distressing. It's very destabilizing. And any kind of instability, is going to be very, very damaging to the emotional well-being of that dog.
Because it had been with the new owner, Tanya, who'd adopted Oakley, for, I'm just getting my timelines right, I think it's around 5 to 6 weeks. Is the time spent with your new owner a big deal? I mean, would the dog be acutely aware straight away that where's she gone?
I think that, yes, the dog would. It generally takes 3 months for really good, solid confidence and relationships to being built. But many of these dogs that have lived, been through the kennel system do bond very, very quickly. And within a week or two, they can already develop trust and loving relationships with those humans.
All right. Well, I'm not going to ask you to sort of comment on whether the Haven's done the right or the wrong thing here, because it's probably going to go down to some sort of contractual issue. But I mean, we do know that there are so many dogs that are in desperate need of a home as opposed to a refuge to be in at this time. What's your sort of message to people that are out there looking for refuge dogs? I mean, do you encourage it, or would this sort of scenario now discourage it?
I think that's the saddest thing of all, is that it's very, very damaging. All of the shelters and welfare organisations are full to the brim and overflowing. You only have to go on any of the rescue websites to see that a lot of them now saying, we're not taking any more. And so this dog being returned is now taking up a space that another dog could have taken, and that dog may now lose its life. So But you know, there are rules and guidelines in all of these rescues, and they do the best that they can. We know it's a very, very challenging situation, but I think it's really time to have a sensible, you know, just a common sense approach to some of these issues.
All right. Thanks for your insight, Kate. Really appreciate it. Good to talk to you again.
Pleasure.
Okay, that's Dr. Kate Lindsay, behavioural vet. You've heard her on this program years gone back. You hear it with Julianne Sprague, and she knows her stuff. It is not black and white. An animal haven, regardless of the good that they're trying to do, cannot and should not dictate that the dog must live inside the house. It just doesn't suit on every occasion. All right, I want to hear from you though. Where does your dog sleep? How's it going? 133-882. We will definitely put some of this stuff that we found in terms of the where the owner, or the once owner, no longer Tanya, where she stands with our lawyer John Hammond tomorrow. We'll brief him up on it, let him have a look at it, and we'd like a legal opinion on where she might stand in terms of Oakley's future. 133-882. Give us a call.